John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. First, a walk in the park with Joe, because ever since the virus hit our lives, London parks have been either a way to show we're getting better or not, a way to celebrate, a way to act defiantly. Remember now, the UK is opening in waves. And right now, we've passed the April 12th wave, where you can go to a pub and you can enjoy outdoor a conversation with your friends. But there are still restrictions that will not lift until the middle of May, which means that the parks are now enjoying some attention, but not all by guideline. How are they really, especially the parks in London that allow people to walk around their homes after spending all day Zooming? How is it, Joe? Do the parks look brighter? Is there a lot of solid trash in the parks? I noted during my walk in Manhattan for the year of the pandemic, there was no trash on the streets because there were no people. Is there trash in the streets in the London parks?
Well, there is definitely starting to be, because there is definitely starting to be real life outdoors. I can report to you and your listeners, John, that I have actually eaten and consumed drinks outside at a proper establishment over the past few days. I have been to a restaurant. I went out. I had my first Pimm's and lemonade for the season, which is a proud British summer tradition, maybe a little early in April, but hey, we're celebrating. The story over the weekend especially was that people are really launching into these newfound freedoms to be able to socialize. And, you know, along with that also came more activity in the parks, because people will go out to the restaurant, they'll go out to the beer garden at the pub, they'll socialize for a little bit, and then they will find their way to the park and continue socializing a bit more. So, in a way, I was relieved by this. Part of me had been a little worried that maybe a year of lockdown would have turned us all into irremediable agoraphobes, but it seems that we are willing to go back out again. You could definitely see that on display this weekend as soon as the spigot was opened a little bit.
Now for the really big story that everybody's talking about, because we're just librarians in comparison to the major story in the United Kingdom right now, in England in particular. Is Manchester United deserting the British Isles? What's happened, Joe? They're throwing around hundreds of millions of euros to create a Super League. Does this mean that the Premier League in Great Britain, the one that people worship, is broken?
Well, it's a little hard to know exactly what's going on here, and I will confess that as an American and outsider, I am a little confused by this story and the emotional uproar it has caused. But what seems to be happening is that a bunch of large football or soccer teams around Europe, six of them within England, have gotten together and said that they are going to form something they will call a Super League, so that they will all compete against each other on a pretty regular basis and split up all of the television rights and other marketing and end up being able to make more money as clubs, as teams, than they're able to make under the current arrangement, but while still competing with other teams in their home countries within the existing leagues. I am not sure exactly why this is proving so controversial, other than the fact that it seems to solidify the notion that these teams are actually profit-making and very profitable enterprises. And there seems to be a lot of skittishness about that, because the structure of the Premier League or the Champions League or a bunch of these big leagues within European countries and across Europe, the conceit is that they're all really just kind of super duper amateur teams. And if your local team tries hard enough, you could get into the big leagues eventually yourself. So I think there's some frustration that creating this formal new Super League would eliminate that illusion. Who are we kidding? These teams already are making huge amounts of money.
I'll read the list for people who want to be upset. Okay. Manchester United, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur, Manchester City. Those are the big six that are said to be asked to join with Real Madrid, Barcelona, Juventus, and others in a Super League. Joe, it might be, let me try a positive with you in our final minute. It might be that We're ready to think about something besides lockdowns and virus and vaccine and death. It might be that, Joe. It is springtime. And thinking about a super, super league, that's sort of like a, that's imagining a cartoon. What if Real Madrid and Manchester United were playing this weekend? Wouldn't that be great? Is that a good guess, Joe? People are trying to be positive. We have 30 seconds.
Dare to dream. And remember, one of the big questions right now is when are people going to be allowed back to the stadiums to attend football games in person? So, you know, I think it's good that people are starting to feel passionately about this kind of normal story again.
Right. We all wait for the day that the New York Yankees can play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series. We wait for that. It's imagined. It has. It could. It might. Back in the 20th century, it happened twice in a row. We can imagine, and that's what it's like to imagine Manchester United playing Barcelona for the cup, whatever it's called, Super Cup. Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in London. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.